Hello there. Thanks for listening to Seek the Truth podcasts. Our aim is to point you to the person of Jesus Christ, who we believe is the way, the truth, and the life. He said that himself, and he said that men and women can come to the Father through him. We've been working our way through the records of a man who was a doctor, Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke's Diaries is what we've entitled it. We're in chapter 17 of Luke's Gospel, and I'd like to read a verse to you from that chapter. It says this: "Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it." These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're in the context of him explaining what will happen at the end of time, when God comes to judge the world. He's really describing his own return to planet Earth. The Bible predicts that. The Bible says he came once, in the end of the age, to put away sin. He did that by the sacrifice of himself. His death upon the cross was to deal with sin, to pay the price that had accumulated and was outstanding because of the rebellion against God. Christ died for our sins. That's why he came. He was buried. He rose from the dead on the third day. But he taught often that he would come again to this world. He's talking about a period when he will be revealed. He calls himself the Son of Man. And he warns people and he says, "Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it." To put it simply and apply it for our day and generation, if you live your life for yourself, ignoring God, ignoring the reality of wrong and evil, ignoring the penalty of disobeying and breaking God's commandments, ignoring God's right to judge and to deal with us justly, and you seek to keep your life to yourself and save it, the Lord Jesus said, you will lose it. You'll end up in hell. You'll end up without forgiveness. You'll end up without a relationship with God. You'll end up in a very bad state. But the Lord Jesus said, "Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it." What does he mean? He means that you turn away from your self-preservation and you repent. You turn from your sin and you acknowledge to God your guilt before him. You cry to God for mercy, believing that Jesus is the only one who can deal with your guilt. He paid in full the price that God's authority, his throne, demanded. And you believe the gospel. You rest and trust in Jesus Christ as the sole saviour of the individual, indeed of each member of the human race who repents and turns to Christ. The Lord Jesus came to save you. The Bible says the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And I'm praying that as you're listening to this short podcast today, that God would speak to your heart, that you might realise that the Bible is true and everyone else is telling lies, that God is true, God who cannot lie, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, that he rose again the third day, and that through this man Jesus is preached the forgiveness of sins. I trust that God would bless you today, and thank you very much for listening, and pray that you might know God's richest blessing in your life. Thank you for listening today.